Today, Friday, the 23rd of September, 2011. I am Mari, and we're starting the Auroville News for today. At the studio, we have Yahalon, Andrea, and Miriam. The weather forecast: clear in the morning, then partly cloud. High of 32 degrees Celsius and humidity. Winds from the west at 15 kilometers. Last week, Times of India reported that there was a lot of biomedical waste mixed in the Puducherry municipality waste. Auroville has been fighting with the garbage issue since years, and the good news is that this point can be added to a petition and to start a signature campaign. To talk about this subject, we have a talk with Frederick, who is part of a larger group of people who wants to change this issue.
I'm speaking on behalf of a large number of Auroville residents and residents from the neighboring villages regarding the burning of garbage close to Auroville on the Pondicherry territory. This has been going on since about 10 years, and Auroville has taken several actions to stop it. From offering help to the municipality to effectively manage the garbage of Pondicherry. We are now getting about 400 tons a day being totally unsegregated garbage, even biomedical garbage being dumped there. It burns, it emits highly toxic fumes, dioxin, things which are keeping for a long time in the ground, in the water, in organisms. It feels as if we are now on a home stretch. We have been running around for 10 years, but now we want to close the deal, whatever it takes. Right now, we are bringing out all over Auroville and in the villages a signature campaign, making a presentation to the concerned authorities. That means the government of Pondicherry, the municipality of Pondicherry, the development secretary of Pondicherry, the organizations which actually have been outsourced for managing the garbage, like Coromandel Fertilizers and PMCLL, who are not doing an effective job. We are appealing to them with hopefully a huge amount of signatures from Auroville. We are aiming at 2,000-3,000 signatures. And if there's no response, we will get ourselves impleaded in a public interest litigation, which already one Auroville lawyer in Edan Chavadi, Satya, had filed in 2008. We now feel that there is enough evidence of violation of very specific orders by the Supreme Court how to handle the garbage, and this has to be enforced now. So there is really an appeal not only for people to come forward, be ready for action, because it has a lasting hazard for Auroville and the surrounding village, but also come forward and help generously, because all this action will cost money. So once we go to court, this will attract a lot of expenditures. So I hope you hear that and come forward, and then you can help in whatever way by alerting people, by putting your signature, by donating through the Unity Fund towards the Pondicherry garbage control account. Thank you very much.
Be aware, the general meeting on complete review of the Auroville Council and Working Committee selection process has been changed. It's not going to be anymore on Thursday, and instead of that, it's going to be on Wednesday, the 28th of September at 4:30 p.m. at the same venue that is the Saushu building at the Bharat Nivas complex. And the Accessible Auroville team is offering help in organizing visit to Sri Aurobindo's room on occasions such as birthdays, Darshan days, etc. to seniors and physically challenged Aurovillians and newcomers. If you're interested and you want more information, please contact Accessible Auroville at auroville.org.in. And also due to the Auroville Film Festival, The Youth Center Fair was postponed by a week and now is going to happen from October 1st to October 8th. They really need volunteers, and if you want to get involved, please buy the Youth Center and see in which way you can get involved. Jyoti invites everyone to the Art of Tea that happens every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Hall of Light and Creativity. Reservations are required, so if you have more information, just contact Jyoti directly. And we have very good news for the Oroville youth. The Living Roots is inviting young people aged 18 to 25 years old to apply for a spot on the Spring 2012 semester program that is going to be held from the 22nd January until the 2nd of May. This is a residential program and you will be expected to live with American students and participate fully in the program. If you are interested in applying for this educational opportunity, please contact Abby at abby@oroville.org.in or call her at 944-235-5293. It's a very interesting opportunity, and there is another Oroville youth that has already participated that also can give you their opinion about it. Skillful hands, a clear vision, a concentrated attention, an untiring patience, and what one does is well done. The mother. Well, this is the news for today. After 5 months, I'm back weekly. So I hope you guys have a good weekend and see you soon. And keep on listening to Oroville Radio. And if you want to get involved, give some news or participate in the radio work, please pass by here the office at the town hall every morning from Monday to Friday. Bye-bye.